Good morning, listeners. I greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Today, we continue our series entitled Easter in the Epistles by examining four verses found in Epistle of 1 John. The portion of Scripture is found in chapter 4, verses 10 to 14, which reads as follows. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. We know that we live in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. As sad and cruel as the event of that first Easter weekend started on Good Friday, it ended in joy and hope when the disciples discovered that Jesus had risen from the dead. They soon discovered that the events over the weekend were planned by God to demonstrate His love for all humankind, and all three persons of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, were involved in executing the plan of God to redeem mankind from the curse of sin as a demonstration of His love. From the passage in 1 John, we learn about this love of God. Firstly, we discover that God is love. Also, that God loves the world, and that God loves is to be received by faith. Also, that God's love must be seen among believers, and that God's Spirit enables believers to love one another. So firstly, let's look at God is love. In His essential nature and His actions, God is loving. However, Scripture also affirms that God is Spirit, that He is light, and that He is holy, powerful, faithful, true, and just. Also, that God loves the world. Verse 14 echoes John chapter 3, the most well-known verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Though God is just and must punish sin, He is also a God of love, and so takes the punishment for our sin upon Himself through His Son. Jesus is the Savior of the world. He saves the world by becoming an atoning sacrifice to God. He turns aside God's wrath on our sin by becoming our substitute. But God's love is to be received by faith. God's saving love in Jesus is given as a gift to be received in faith. Anyone who receives this gift of love becomes God's child. God had stated earlier in verse 1 of chapter 3, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And this is what we are. Those who receive God's gift of grace become children of God. Those who reject this gift are classified as the world. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him, John stated. Knowing God is more than just knowing about God. It is coming into a deep, personal, intimate knowledge of God and fellowship with Him that can only be experienced through faith in Jesus. It is to fellow believers who have this fellowship with the Father and the Son that John writes his instructions that there should be love among one another. So, John tells us that God's love must be seen among believers. Since God is love, He is a source of all love. Earlier in the chapter, John had stated that love comes from God in verse 7. And in this section, he tells us that this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loves us. God's children must demonstrate His love among each other. John tells us that since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. God's love is agape love, selfless, unconditional love. This is the kind of loving that is to be evident among believers. John tells us that if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. When we love one another, we will testify to the love of the Father in us. Indeed, it will be a testimony to the world that God is indeed living in us. This is compelling evidence that the world cannot deny. Love among believers should be the distinctive feature of the church. As Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 35, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." But how can we love with the love of God? This happens when God puts His Spirit in us to enable believers to love one another. God gives His Holy Spirit, who enables us to love each other. One of the evidence or fruit of the Spirit's activity in our lives is that we love each other. The Apostle Paul in Galatians 5:22 confirms this when he lists love as the chief evidence of the Holy Spirit's influence in a believer's life. We know that God lives in us because He gave us His Spirit. This knowledge should not only be a head knowledge, based on the fact stated in these verses, but also an experiential knowledge, since we demonstrate unconditional agape love to others in the church. But we also are beneficiaries and recipients of this kind of love. Two telling demonstrations of our love for one another is our willingness to forgive others when they offend us, and our willingness to give of our resources to help fellow believers when they are in need, even to the extent of putting ourselves at a disadvantage. God is a source of love that binds the fellowship of believers as a family. However, to keep us sober and on our knees in humble dependence on the divine help of God's Spirit, John warns earlier in verse 8, that whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. We should ensure, therefore, that the way we live matches the way we talk. If we say we know and love God, let us demonstrate this in the way we love one another. In the light of God's love for us, this Easter, let's demonstrate our love among each other by more than just giving each other bun and cheese. Let us reach out to those who we haven't spoken to in a long time because of some past hurt. Let us demonstrate our love by forgiving them from our hearts and extend love to them. Let us also see if there's any brother or sister who needs our help. Let's minister to those in their need without expecting anything in return. By doing this, we will demonstrate that the love of God is in our hearts and that we truly know God. This is the most fitting way to celebrate the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for our salvation. See you next week when we conclude this series in the Easter and the Epistles by examining Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. Walk good, my friends. And God bless.